ますというのがありました。
So today we were singing the one of the song Praise the Lord, Let's be thankful。
やっぱりもっと感謝しなくちゃいけないなと私は思われました。
As I was singing, I really felt like I need to be more grateful。
本当にいろんなものを当たり前のようにしているということをすごく気がつかされ
ています。
この1週間の間でいろんなことがありました。
So, last week, Matt and I were away, and during those two weeks, lots happened.
大したなこともいっぱいありました、ね。
There were so many things to praise God about.
はい、あの4月に生まれた孫と初めてのようにちょっと過ごすことができました。
So, Matt met his grandson, who was born in...she got to, at April, and he was able to spend some time with his grandson, and I was too, but I had seen him before.
But,
for him, it was the first time, so really praise God for new life. But at the same time, this past Wednesday, a very close friend of ours went to be with the Lord, died and went to be with the Lord.
ずっとお祈りしてましたけど、ロイス・シーリーさんが水曜日に亡くなって今晩お葬式があります。
So, we as a community have prayed for her many times since 2016 when she was diagnosed with a brain tumor.
1年半も脳腫瘍で苦しんできました。
So she's been really fighting brain cancer for about a year and a half, and tonight will be a service for her to celebrate her life.
あと1ヶ月、2ヶ月持ってほしいなと思っていましたけど、死が召されました。
We really believed that she was going to be with us for another month or two, so it was actually quite a surprise that she passed away.
覚えて、お祈りしてくだされば、リックさんの、ご主人のリックさんや家族の上に、お祈りしてくださればと思います。
So, we would really appreciate your prayers for her husband. His name is Rick, and their three children and all the friends in.
特にバーバラさんはロイスさんともう7年8年毎週会うプレイヤーパートナーでした。
The Lord was my prayer partner for quite a long time. I don't know how long, but anyway, met her every week to pray together.
バーバラさんのためにも覚えてくだされば
と思います。We appreciate your prayers as well.
一言祈りますね。
Let's have just a quiet prayer for me.
神様、ロイスさんを感謝します。
Lord, we thank you so much for Lois's life.
あなたがのもとにいることを信じ感謝します。
And we thank you and we believe that she's at your side right now.
神様、リックさんをはじめ家族の上にあなたの神様がありますように。
Lord, we pray that Rick and all the family would know your comfort.Touch them, Lord, and comfort them.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Rick さんってすごく優しい人なんですよ。
Rick Healy is such a kind man.
あんな優しい人いるかと思うぐらい優しいので、思うとね。
He's such a kind man. It's hard to believe that such a kind person even exists.
でもこの1年何ヶ月ともに寄り添ってきたので、本当にいろんな思いがあります。
Trying to walk with the family for for a long time, but especially during this time after Lois was diagnosed with brain cancer, so a lot of emotion.
こうして友人を何人も送っていくとですね、私は一つ本当に思うことがあります。
So I have sent a few very close friends ahead of me to be with the Lord to heaven, and there's various things that I think about.
一つは天国がリアルだということです。
One is that heaven is real.
天国はリアルです。
Heaven is real.
はい、はい、ちょっと気持ちを入れ替えますね。はい、夏休みをいただきました。
So we were, thank you guys for allowing us to have some rest over the summer.
いろんなこと思いましたけど、一つ、これと思ったことがあります。
So, I thought about various things, but especially this one thing.
東京で普通に生活していると機械のように動いている。
So, that was that when we live in Tokyo, we're functioning like machines.
We're moving like machines. 心がもうあちこち行って、自分の心がどこにあるかわからない。
So our hearts get scattered around, and we just sometimes wonder where is our heart.
もう年になるとですね、3時か4時には目が覚めます。
So I'm getting older, so sometimes I wake up at 3 or 4 in the morning.
はい。ですから4時に起きて、こう気がついたのは、あれ、俺自分の心をしっかり握ってないってことです。
So I wake up early in the morning like that, and I realize that I'm not in control and kind of aware of my own heart.
いつもこう寝ぼけながら、もう寝ぼけながら食事をして顔を洗っている自分がいました。
So for a long time, I was just waking up, but not really waking up, and just washing my face kind of just like a machine and eating breakfast. I wasn't really conscious of focusing on what I was doing.
もっと自分の心をしっかり握ってこう行きたいこうしたいという思いを持つ必要があるということを感じました。
So I really felt like I needed to live more with more awareness of my heart and more intentionally.
使徒言行録を学んでいますけれども、今日はその続きを読みたいと思います。
So as you know, we've been looking at the book of Acts, and we want to continue where we had left off. It was a few weeks ago.
使徒言行録の11章ですけれども。
So we have come to chapter 11.
これは場所はシリアの国際都市のアンティオケという場所です。
So this is in Antioch. There are two Antiochs actually in the ancient world, and this one is the one that's in Syria.
エルサレムがあって北に400キロぐらいっていうところがアンティオケ。
It's about 400 miles from Jerusalem.
今まで映した地図はこんなちっちゃかったんです。だんだんだんだん地図が大きくなってきまし
たね。So you might notice that the map that we were looking at used to be in a rather small area.Really in outside of Jerusalem and in Judah, but now it's getting bigger and bigger. The area that we're focusing on.
はい、では日本語、英語を読める方は一緒に見たいと思います。
So, if you can read Japanese, please read with Mark. If you read English, you can read with me. And let's read these verses together.
はい。さて、人たちとユダヤにいる兄弟たちは、あ、間違えました。19節、これ違うのわけですね。ごめんなさい。はい、すいません、違うところです。はい。ステファノの事件をきっかけにして起こった迫害のために散らされた人々はフェニキア、キプロス、アンティオキアまで行ったが、ユダヤ人以外の誰にも御言葉を語らなかった。しかし彼らの中にキプロス島やキテネから来た者がいて、アンティオキアに行きギリシャ語を話す人々にも語りかけ、主イエスについて福音を告げ知らせた。主がこの人々を助けられたので、信じて主に対するものが数が多かった。
Now those who were scattered because of the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, speaking word to no one except Jews. But there were some of them, men of Cyprus and Cyrene.Who, on coming to Antioch, spoke to the Hellenists also, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number of believers turned to the Lord.
この噂がエルサレムにある教会にも聞こえてきたので、教会はバルナバをアンティキオへ行くように派遣した。バルナバはそこに到着すると、神の恵みが与えられたありさまを見て喜び、そして固い決意を持って主から離れることのないようにと皆に勧めた。バルナバは立派な人物で、聖霊と信仰とに満ちていたからである。こうして多くの人が主へと導かれた。それからバルナバはサウロを探しにタルソスに行き、見つけ出してアンティオキエに連れ帰った。二人は丸一年の間、そこの教会に一緒にいて、多くの人を教えた。このアンティオキアで弟子たちが初めてキリスト者と呼ばれるようになったのである。
The report of this came to the ears of the children of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch.When he came and saw the grace of God, he was glad, and he exhorted them all to remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast purpose, for he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. And a great many people were added to the Lord.
So Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. For a whole year they met with the church and taught a great many people, and in Antioch the disciples were first called Christians.
聖書を読んでると、まあ、毎日毎日読んでるとですね、聖書の箇所が何か時間的にはすぐ終わってしまう、早いように感じますけど、ここはもうイエス様が亡くなってから数年、10年近く経った時かもしれません。
So, when we read the Bible, it's hard to, be aware of time, especially if we don't pay attention. And, so just to kind of remind ourselves, this is several years after the Lord had died on the cross and risen and gone back to be with the Father in heaven.
ですから復習すると、イエス様が十字架にかけられて天にかけられ、変えられましたね。
So, just the first Jesus was crucified on the cross for our sins, and then he was resurrected, and then he rose up and went to be with the Father.
ペンテコステの日にね、エルサレムで聖霊が下って教会が立ち上がりますね。
And then 50 days later on the day of Pentecost, which was a Jewish celebration, the Holy Spirit fell on the disciples and filled them.
その日からこうエルサレムを中心にだんだんだんだんイエス様を信じる輪が外に広がっていきます。
And, after that, slowly the circle of people who were Christians grew and grew.
水の上にポンと石を投げるとだんだんだんだん水門が外に広がるように広がっていったんです。
If you think of an example, if some stone or something, or even a raindrop drops in water, first the circle is very small, but it grows bigger and bigger, and that circle just grows bigger and bigger, and the church, early church was like that.
でも弟子たちはこのように広げようとかあっちに行こうというような計画をしたんではないんです。
But we have to remember that the apostles and the disciples had no special plan to grow the church.
神様が不思議な技でそれを広げていったわけです。
God himself through miracles and very mysterious things that he did, the Lord himself grew the church.
花でタンポポの花があって、それにこう種がつきますよね。
If you think about a dandelion and how there's when it becomes white and a fluffy thing, there's different seeds on there, right?
でも種が飛んでいく際には強い風が吹かないとダメなんです。
But did you ever blow one of those, you know, white puffy dandelions? And when you blow them, unless there's some wind, they don't go very far. But if there's wind, the wind blows.
キリストの御言葉が教えが伝わるためには外からの大きな風が吹く必要がありました。
So, in the same way, the church needed the wind, the Holy Spirit, to blow and to spread those seeds to far places.
でこの時の大きな風は、ステパノという人は殺された時にエルサレムで大きな迫害が起きたことです。
So, strangely, actually the martyrdom of Stephen brought more and more persecution of the Christians in Jerusalem, and that forced them to leave Jerusalem and to go further to further and further places.
エルサレムにいることができなくて、もう仕方なしに遠いところに逃げていったんです。
So they were no longer able to be in Jerusalem, so they ran away and they went to other places.
どっかに行こうと思ったんじゃないです。もうどうしようもなく彼らはそこに行きました。
They didn't go for their own desire and their own plan, but they were running away, so they went to other places.
最初はユダヤの中のいろんな地方に行ったんですけども。
So in the beginning, even after they left Jerusalem, they stayed in Judah or Judea.
でもここによるように、もうユダヤの外の外国までどんどんどんどん彼らは逃げていきました。
But as we're reminded in the verses we read today, they
that circle got bigger and bigger, and they were even going to other countries and sharing the gospel.
逃げなければ信仰の自由も自分の安全もなかったんです。
So if they hadn't run away, they weren't safe, and if they hadn't gone to further and further places further and further away, they wouldn't have been able to keep their faith.
最初の頃は彼らは一つのルールを持っていました。
In the beginning, there was one basic principle that led them, and that was
それはユダヤ人にだけにイエス様のことを伝えるというんです。
So they just it was part of their worldview to believe that you shared the gospel only with people who were Jewish.
ですからサマリアとかそういうところに最初は行って、そしてユダヤ人だけに。この地方の人だけにイエス様のことを伝えていました。
So, first they shared, the gospel with only, Jewish people, but then they went to Samaria, and, that was a little bit, were they Jewish or not, and then just to more and more people.
で、前の章で、前の使徒行伝の章で読んだのは、異邦人のローマ軍の百卒長の話を読みました。
And probably if you were here, you recall that they there was a centurion, a Roman centurion, who also heard the gospel as it progressed.
でもそれはまだユダヤの中にいた異邦人のコルネリアスでした。
But even Cornelius, who was a Roman centurion, but he still lived in Judea.
大きなことですよ。異邦人がクリスチャン、キリストを信じてもとても大きな出来事でした。
But that was a huge thing when Peter went to a Roman soldier centurion's home and shared the gospel, and they received salvation. They received the Holy Spirit.
でも今日読んだところは外国の異邦人ですから、とってもこう大きな、もっと大きな出来事が教会に起きたことになります。
But here we read that they're actually in a foreign country and they're sharing the gospel not only with Jewish people but also with people in the Bible called Gentiles or people who weren't ethnically and religiously Jewish people.
ですから外国の異教徒、異邦人たちがクリスチャンになったという出来事を今日読んだわけです。
So we read today that people who were not originally Jewish people became Christians. That's beyond our imagination, a huge part of history.
もう一度地図を見てみましょうね。
Let's look at the map one more time.
このアンティオキアは今ではシリアの一部になっています。
So Antioch that we read about today is in Syria, the country of Syria today.
当時はですね、50万人ぐらいの人が住んでたと言われています。
At that time there were about 500,000 people living there.
ローマ帝国ではもう第三の都市と言われていたところです。
So it was kind of like the third capital of the Roman Empire.
もうですからいろんな国の人たちがここで来て栄えていた町でした。
So it was a gathering at that in that city. There were people from many, many different places, and it was really a prosperous place.
でも共通語はギリシャ語です。
But the language that they spoke with one another was Greek.
ですからそのギリシャ、ローマの文化の中でみんながギリシャ語を中心に会話をしていたわけです。
Of course, there were people with Roman culture or many different types of cultures, but the way they talked with one another was through the Greek language.
そしてアンティオキアに逃げていった人たちはギリシャ語を話せたので当たり前のように周りの人たちとにイエス様のことを伝えることができたわけです。
So, the Christians or the followers of Jesus, the apostles and disciples who left Jerusalem and went to Antioch, they too shared the gospel within the Greek language with both Jewish people but also with people from many different places.
このアンティオキアの教会は外国人、まあ、異邦人の教会ですけれども、後に教会の中ではとても中心的な教会になります。
And in the history of the church, the church in Antioch was mainly Gentiles, mainly non-Jewish people, but it became a very, very strong and influential place for the in Christian history.
ローマと同じくらい、まあ、 重要な教会でもあったんです。
Even if we think about church in Rome, the church in Antioch was very important in Christian history. Very influential.
このアンティオキアの教会を始めた人は誰ですかって聞かれると答えるのは困るんですね。
So if we ask who began the church in Antioch, we don't really know the answer.
エルサレムから逃げてきた人ということは分かります。
We know it was people who had run away from Jerusalem.
でも誰がって言われると分からないんです。
But, specifically, if we're asked, but who was it? Specifically, we don't really know.
ルカはただキプロス島やキレネからの出身の人というだけです。
So, Luke, who was the writer of Acts, all he tells us is thatWhere those people were from. He doesn't tell us who they were.
大きな教会の元は無名の有名じゃない無名の人たちによって始められたんです。
So, the church in Antioch started with people who were not so famous. Probably, we might not even know their name.
もうネームレスですね。ネームレスミッショナリー。もう無名の宣教師たちが始まった教会。
So Antioch was a church that was started by people who we don't even know their names.
キリストの教会って無名の人たちが始め広がっていくんですよ。
So churches are started by people whom we don't even know their names. We don't remember their names.
何か私たちはいつも有名な人とか牧師とか宣教師とか専門職のことを思いますけど、そうではないんです。
So we often think about famous Christians. We know their names. Or we think about leaders of churches or missionaries. But that's not the whole church.
キリストの教えは普通の一人一人のクリスチャンによって広まっていったんです。
So, in the early church, the kingdom of God, the gospel spread through ordinary people.
クリスチャン一人一人が宣教者なんです。
Every single follower of Christ needs to be a witness.
いつ頃か分かりませんけれども、あ、じゃあ何かキリストの教えは専門家に任せればいいっていうふうに変わってきましたけれども、本来はそうではないんです。
So, in the beginning, if we look at the history of the church, in the beginning, everybody shared the gospel. But someplace in Christian history, people started to think that it's only for the, you know,very learned people or the leaders and it changed but it shouldn't be like that. The truth is that every single follower of Christ needs to share the love and the gospel of Jesus.
普通の人が主が神様が助けられて教会が立ち上がるんです。
But it's God himself who gives all of us the grace.
人間は私たちは本当に力なんかないです。でも主が助けてくださったら教会が立ち上がっていくんです。
So it's God himself who helps us and gives us grace to build his church.
エルサレムから400キロ離れた異邦人の町で異邦人の教会が立ち上がったんです。
So as we read today, a place that was 400 miles.400 kilometers away from Jerusalem. People who we don't even know their names, just ordinary Christians, helped build the church.
実際こういうここに行ったアンティオケに行った人たちはどのように伝道していたか、書かれていませんけど想像できることがあります。
So, not very many details are written, but we can use our thinking and kind of fill in some of the blanks.
彼らはいつも流れのイエスは救い主、救い主、キリスト、キリスト、キリストと言っていたんです。
They must have been always sharing that Jesus of Nazareth is the Messiah. He's the Christ.
キリスト、キリスト、キリストって言ってるからお前らもうクリスチャンだっていうようになるんです。
So because they were always talking about the Messiah, the Christ in Greek, that slowly, as we read.
that they were the first people who were called Christians. They were always sharing about Christ.
アンティオケで彼らのことをクリスチャン、キリストに従う者というニックネームがつきました。
So, they received the nickname of Christian, the ones who are always speaking and always following Christ.
クリスチャン、全然いい意味はないんです。
So, by the people who didn't receive the Lord, they were said, oh, he's a Christian. It wasn't a very good and complimentary word.
キリストに従うもんですけど、もともとはヘブル語でメシアから、メシアの翻訳がキリストなんですね。
So, if we think about the history in the Bible or in Hebrew, Christian or Christ, we say Messiah. So the Messiah was, the Jewish people were expecting the Messiah, and in Greek we call it Christ.
メシアというその救い主は神様。王様として油が注がれたものという意味があります。
So the meaning of Messiah, the meaning of Christ is, means the one who, the Spirit of God has come upon.
Oil. The anointed one. 油が注がれたってものですね。だから日本語に、今の日本語にしたら、あいつ油っぽいですねとかいう意味なんですよ。
So, the Christian had a meaning of, like that person is,We don't say that the Japanese smells like butter.
Right? 油でコテコテとか油でベチョベチョとかそういう感じ。
Japanese people have expressions like that, but it's hard to say in English. But in any case, it's not a good word. It's not good expressions of the person is like greasy or oily.
また油っぽいよね。いつも油とか言ってるよっていうんで。ニックネームになったんです。
So, they had a nickname of, oh, they're Christians. They're always talking about the Messiah, the Christ.
ですから彼ら自分たちのことをクリスチャンとは言いませんでした。
So, the early Christians did not call themselves Christians.
彼らは弟子とか。
They called themselves disciples.
もしくは聖徒、saints とか。
They might have called themselves saints.
もしくは兄弟たち。
Holy ones.They called themselves brothers and sisters.
でも今では私たちはクリスチャンと
言いますね。Now the normal word that we use is Christian.
クリスチャンは今ではキリストに従うものという意味を私たちは与えています。
But we have to remember that Christian means the one who obeys the Father God, the one who follows Christ.
アンティオケに逃げていったおじさんおばさんたちはいつもキリストって言ってたんですよ。
So the ones in Antioch, the people in Antioch were always called Christians because they were always talking about Christ.
彼らはエルサレムで救い主イエスと出会い、そして救いを体験しました。
They experienced the Christ with Lord and they experienced the Holy Spirit.
彼らはイエス様と出会って生き方が変わったんです。
And the way they lived their life.Changed after they received the Lord.
彼らは生きる喜びが与えられ、心に平安が与えられていました。
They received the joy of life and they received peace in their heart.
それだけではなくて、彼らは本当に神様を愛すること、そして人々を、隣人を愛することを学んでいました。
So they learned, they received the love of God and in turn they learned how to love their neighbor and to love their family and the people around them.
人がですね、人が喜びや平安に満たされるとどうなると思いますか?
So what do you think it's like to be around people who are full of joy and full of peace?
喜んでたらもう顔が輝いてるんですよね。
So, people who are really joyful, often like their face, it shows on their face.
目指しますよ。あ、何喜んでんだろう。何やったんだろう。
Sometimes maybe you meet somebody and you think, why are they so happy? Why do they have so much joy?
ね、こう喜んでんな、なんだって私たちは気になりますよね。
So, sometimes when you see people like that, you wonder.
僕は大体こうやるのはでもサッカーのゲームで日本がサッカーで。
So, for most Japanese people, it's they show that kind of express that kind of joy at sports times when you know the Japan team wins.
でもその喜んでる人を見るとやはり私たちはなんでこの人が喜んでるかと思います。
But when we see joyful people, we we think, why are they so joyful?
特にですね、あまり喜ぶような状況が見えないときに喜んでる人を見ると不思議に思いませんか?
Especially, I mean, when the circumstances are not circumstances that you would normally be happy, if someone has joy in those times, we people around really wonder why.
ある人はその平安を、まあ、安心を持っている人を見ると、ね、特に周りが全然そういう安心できるような状況じゃないときには、なんでこの人平安を持っているかと思うようになります。
So when there's circumstances that are really difficult and we see someone who's filled with joy, we just really wonder, what's up with them? What's happening?
あの人の喜び、あの人の平安はどこから来るんだろうか?
Where does that person's joy come from?
私も最初にクリスチャンに会ったとき、そういう思いがありました。この人たち何者?
When I met for the first time true Christians, people who were really disciples and following Christ, I really wondered to myself, what's up with these people? Why are they so full of joy?
どこにその源があるかと思うようになりました。
And I wondered, where is their joy from?
できるかな?
My wife is...
ごめんなさい、私はちょっと無理。疲れ切って。
今日
は年中。マサ、マサですね、っていうマサも手伝ったり。Group effort。ごめんなさい。
これは初めてのペアですね。神様と出会った人、愛と喜びに満ちている人は結構顔が輝いてるんですよね。そういう人と会うとですね、そういう人と会うと見るとですね、こう逃げるよりはですね、こう近寄ってきたくなります。
You don't feel like running away, but you want to get closer to them.
まあ、いつもこう怒ってる人とかああいう人ちょっとこうですけども、で喜んでる人を見ると何かこうスーってなりませんか?
The person, the angry person, you want to run away from the person, but if you meet people who are full of joy, you want to get to know them.
そういう人たちを見て、異邦人たちはクリスチャン、キリストを信じるようになっていったんです。
That's how people.
彼らは特別なことをしたのではなかったようです。
They didn't do anything special.
愛と喜びと希望の中に生きていた彼らは目立ったんですね。
They lived through love and hope, and people who live like that draw people closer to the Lord.
毎年夏に私は読書を試みます。
Every summer I try to read.
いつも夏読むのはですね、8月15日は敗戦記念日なこともあって、私は戦争と平和と信仰についての本を読むことにしています。
Because August 15th is the day that war ended, I try to read some book that has something to do with war.
戦争と平和と信仰ですね。
War, peace, and faith.
で今年もう何冊か読みました。
I read a couple books this year.
フィクション、next. はい。で友人に勧められたのはですね、このクワイ川収容所という本を勧められました。
This book my friend recommended to me. It's called
The Through the Valley.
Through the Valley of the Kwai.
これ読んだことない人いますか
？How many of you have read this book?
バーバラさん読みましたけども。
友
人が、セリさん、これ読んだ方がいいって言われて、僕は読みました。
My friend recommended to me, so I read it this summer.
とっても良い本でした。
It's a very good book.
でも、さらっと読むことはできずに、途中でこう止まりながら読みました。
It's not an easy read that you can just read right away, but just...You have to read slowly and really stopping and thinking about what you're thinking about.
でも読み終わった後に、なんで俺これ もっと前に読まなかったんだろうと思う本でした。
After I finished reading it, I thought to myself, why didn't I read this book before?
著者のゴードンさんというのは英国人の青年でした。大学を出たばかりの。
Gordon, he was...
イギリスにね。イギリス人と怒んでな、スコットランド人だから、まあ、英国人ですか。
はい。And he was a young man who just graduated college.
でも彼は第二次大戦に参加してシンガポールに行きます。
During the World War II, he went to Singapore.
で、シンガポールで日本軍に捕まって捕虜になります。
And in Singapore, he was captured by the Japanese